God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So, the theme that we have throughout our readings is faithful, to be full of faith. And we know that Thanksgiving is coming up, so the Lord calls us to have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. And in the first reading, we heard about, you know, what a devoted wife is. And I want to have a little question about a song. So I want to know if you know the singer for this song. What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, do you know I got it? All right. So the word respect. In that song, she wants from her husband to give her respect. And she's basically demanding it from her husband. But she shouldn't have to even say it, right? Amen?
Come on now.
Every husband should respect his wife. You shouldn't even need to request that. Because we know that the way we show our gratitude and our relationship with others is to always show that respect. And I remember my niece, when we were teaching about the fear of the Lord, why do we have to fear God? If God is loving and caring, why would we need to fear him? Well, it's not a fear that's servile, but a fear that shows reverence. In the sense that we show respect, right? Whenever we come into church, if someone is, you know, if you're a male, you take off your hat. As a showing of reverence towards God. Before we go into our pew, we genuflect on one knee. Why? Not because we're afraid that God is going to strike us with lightning, but it's showing reverence, fear for God. No one is going to dress up in shorts and a t-shirt if they go to see the president. You're going to dress up in a suit and tie. You're going to show that reverence, respect. So we know that we do that in a human way, and we know that God calls us to do that for him, that we show that reverence out of respect for God. And that really expresses our faith in God. There was a teacher who had an assignment for her students because it was close to Thanksgiving. And she said, draw on a piece of paper what you're grateful for. Of course, all the kids, you know, were drawing turkeys and different food that they're going to receive on Thanksgiving. And one student drew a hand. And everybody thought, okay, why is he drawing a hand? What does that mean? And one of the kids said, well, maybe that's, you know, the hand is showing a police officer because the police officer helps to protect us. Or maybe a firefighter or a doctor. They went on and on down the list of what that hand symbolized. And the student said that it symbolized his teacher. His teacher would always hold him by the hand and walk him to the bus. And he wanted to show his gratitude. He remembered what his teacher did for him. But God, our Heavenly Father, extends his hand to us. Amen? And he walks us throughout this journey of faith to give us what we need to persevere in our faith. Amen?
Amen?
So he gives us talents. We have so many talents that God gave us. The first talent is life. Yes. Without life, we can't do anything. But the gift of life is something we all can say, yes, we have the same talent in that God gave us the blessing to wake up this morning. Amen?
Amen.
So this past Wednesday, I was at West Catholic, and they had this speaker named, his name is Justin Fautashi, and he was a speaker. He was the guest speaker for all these high school students. And so in the beginning of the assembly, they had he had all these co-workers, these young adults. They played games with the kids. They did kind of like a Simon Says, and then they had this huge stick that was like, it was foam. And they had this huge foam cylinder, and they had each student, like a boy and a boy, fighting each other, just, and then they had a girl against a girl. And he said that he went to this high school, and they had, he called up, you know, two girls to come up to play fight with these cylinders. And the one girl, she came up, and she was really confident. She's walking down in the gym, and she's going to the center. And the other girl was very kind of laid back. She wasn't. And everybody's screaming, you know, they're saying, yeah. And the teachers are screaming, yes. And the one girl, she threw the phone down, and she actually hit the other girl. And the other girl fell. So this speaker, Justin, he was very embarrassed that now, you know, a fight happened in his talk. He's trying to teach about Jesus, about peace, and here this this girl assaulted this other girl. And then so the girl who hit the girl, she went up into the stadium and she sat down. And he said to the girl, he said, and to everyone, has anyone ever lost a loved one? And this girl that was attacked said that she lost her father. And she was struggling to really deal with that, losing her father. And so he said, is anyone any student that has ever lost a loved one, come down and give her a hug. And the girl that hit her was the one that first came down and gave her a hug. So I say this to say that what he was trying to explain and teach all the young people, and he gives a motto. He said, you are amazing. And he was trying to show the young people that we're all wounded. We all need God's healing in our life. And so we all need to allow God to invest in us. But we have to allow ourselves to realize that he has invested in us already by creating us and by redeeming us. And so we have to use that gift of our faith, that talent of faith, to multiply our gifts, to multiply our talents. Because if we don't, then we lose it, right? That's what our Lord said in the gospel, in the parable. He said, if you don't use it, you lose it. Amen? We know if we don't exercise our body, then we lose our strength. If we don't exercise our intellect to study and learn, then we start to lose our ability to learn as we age. So we have to use it in order to continue to grow. And so our Lord gives us the talent of our faith. And he wants us to show reverence, respect towards God, in that we have to realize not only acknowledge and receive the gift, but we have to use it for his glory. Yes. Because if we don't use it for his glory, then we're not expressing our gratitude towards God. We're not having an attitude of gratitude. There was a military man. He said that whenever they would go into a country and they would drop off from the helicopter, when they would go into the jungle, it's pitch darkness. There's no light. And he said that what they learned is when you go into this pitch darkness, this where there's no light, the human eye starts to adapt to the darkness. As time goes on, the human eye can adapt to the darkness, where the darkness becomes light. And then they're able to see. But they have to overcome their fear, their anxiety of not being able to see. Because it's not natural to be in that situation. Our eye is not able to see in pitch darkness. So, but they do this training and they do this in order to adapt to that situation so that the darkness becomes light. St. Paul says to us in the reading, he says that we are children of the light, not of darkness. Meaning that we have eyes of faith, and that faith is not something that is easy to experience or exercise in the world, because the world always is filled with darkness, right? is filled with this doubt about God's gift to us, about God being present. It's like somehow we're shrouded in this darkness where the world says, look at this evil. Look at this tragedy. Where is God? And not only are young people, but all of us, we're tempted to just think that, well, that's all there is this darkness, this evil, this suffering in the world. But with eyes of faith, we're able to peer through the darkness and realize that, no, we're not alone. No, it's not that God has abandoned us or no longer loves us, but He has given us an investment. He invested in us with faith. And that faith is what helps us to see that darkness can become light. In the sense that we can hug each other. You know, the two girls were hugging each other. In that darkness, she felt like there was no healing, right? And nobody wanted to get up. The first time he said, anybody come down, everybody sat down. Even when I went to West Catholic, you know, he did the same thing. He had a girl come up and he had a boy come up and he said, you know, the whole question about if you lost someone. And he invited a student to come down. And you could just hear the silence. Nobody wanted to come down and give a hug to that other student that's basically there, putting them on the spot, putting the whole audience, all these kids on the spot. And then one by one, they all came down and they hugged the student. See, that is what it means to allow the light to penetrate the darkness. Once she felt that hug, when the students were hugging each other, they felt light in the darkness. Amen?
Amen.
And so we gather here with eyes of faith because we want to allow the deposit of our talent, our faith, to be magnified. Every one of us has the gift of faith. We have the gift of life. And we need to allow that gift of faith, that talent of hope, of love, to be multiplied by embracing each other and working with each other to allow the kingdom of God be present.
Yes.
Because the Lord calls us to serve. He said, behold, my faithful servant. So the attitude of gratitude, the way we really express our gratitude is to serve. That's how we show our gratitude. It's not a simple thank you or a simple, you know, just saying a prayer, but it's action-based, right? After this Mass, we're going to be giving out food to our community because we are a church family that realize and understand that we have the gift of our faith, the gift of all these blessings, and we want to share that with our community. We want to embrace the people of God outside of these walls that are hungry and thirsting for God's love. No, we can't embrace everyone with a hug, but we can embrace everyone with the gift of our faith and allow the Lord to embrace them and hug them from within. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord calls us to just continue to be His hands and feet. He calls us to use our talents to be that one who embraced the world with faith. And as we do this, then we're glorifying God. Then we hear the words that our Lord said, behold, my good and faithful servant. And that joy that we seek, that joy from within, is what the Lord will bless us with. That's the reward. We will experience joy by giving, by not focusing only on self. You know, on this Friday, we know that, you know, Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, even some stores on the day of Thanksgiving, they open up the stores. And it's so sad to see, you know, because this is the one day that people and families all around our country can come together to sit down and just have some good family time. And, you know, the commercials and the stores, they want to break that apart. You know, to break away families from focusing on God and each other. And it's a temptation that people are experiencing. But I hope nobody rushes to the store. I hope nobody rushes to do those things. Because every day is a gift. We never know if that family member will be there on next Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Only God knows. So we need to cherish our family. This Thanksgiving, we need to allows us to embrace them and to love them and allow them to be the blessing to us. That's part of us sharing our talent, but just doing simple things by sitting down and having dinner with our family and helping serve if you're able to, or bringing a meal to that Thanksgiving dinner. So many people are going to be flying or driving all around our country, and I hope everybody has a safe journey as they travel to meet their loved ones, and everybody stays healthy to be able to, you know, to embrace their loved ones during this Thanksgiving celebration. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.